Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Need parts now? O'ReillyAuto.com offers in-store pickup, same-day home delivery, or next-day home shipping. Get more parts your way at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Jacob, and he wants me to cover this story about female firefighters in Canada, setting the place on fire. No, the orange glow in New York City was not caused by these women starting a forest fire. That was a separate fire in eastern Canada that did that. In this case, the women that were taking part in the Women in Fire Training Exchange program accidentally started a fire in the worst possible place. They were training in Banff National Park, the most beautiful park in Canada. They could easily be compared to the beauty of Zion or Yosemite National Park in the United States. They were doing a prescribed burn that got out of control. This is in May of this year. The program accepted 35 people from all genders, so probably gay males, trans, as well as female firefighters, I assume. Of course, the women didn't take the blame for it, and Parks Canada blamed the wind. So there you have it, women not taking accountability again. So are you telling me that they didn't think that the wind shifting direction might happen, or that the speed of it might be an issue? Are you telling me they didn't even think of that, or were they more preoccupied with diversity inclusion goals? This appears to be part of a program that wants to bring gender representation up to 50% for women in the firefighting community. Of course, we all know what would happen in real life. The women would run for their lives and the men would have to rescue them, and the people's homes and businesses would be burned down as a result. Parks Canada is saying diversity is our strength, and they want to see women become leaders in fire management. LOL. This isn't a job in the office. This is real life. I guess Canada wants women to become twat kebabs roasting in the wilderness. It was revealed that the Ladies in Training Firefighter program only included women that were certified, but later it was revealed that they only needed an introductory level course to participate in the events. My thinking is they didn't get nearly enough qualified women, and that didn't stop them, so they went forward with it anyway. 5 helicopters were later called in to get the fire under control. More resources and manpower wasted that could have been used to fight fires elsewhere. Not only that, but the event also catered to women of different genders and races. The last thing you need is land whale Shaniqua trying to haul you down the stairs during a fire. It'd be more efficient for her to hug you and then curl up like a ball and then roll down the stairs. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Me the Sandman. If you want to get your hands on this Thought Tears mug, then visit my Teespring store down in the description. You can also get your hands on the Cure for Feminism t-shirt and classic tank top. If someone doesn't like it, then you can ask them if they're being Islamophobic. I also have a Sandman t-shirt, and 25% of the sales proceeds go to the artist, as well as the classic Sandman sticker and mug. You can also get the entire Sandman collection through digital download or USB key if you want through email. Those are the sound files for the first 5 seasons of my channel, so you can have those to take on the go. Each season is $15. Finally, you can also talk to me via one-on-one coaching through Skype for only $45 an hour. My contact email and Teespring shop are the first links down in the description. Anyways, now back to Women Need Equal Representation in Every Profession, Clown World Show. When the fire got out of control, the city of Banff put out this notice saying this, and I quote, "You will notice smoke, fire, and helicopters in the area. Please do not report. If this is a real wildfire, those subscribed by emergency alerts would be sent details and information on what to do," unquote. Meanwhile, here's an actual image of what people were seeing while driving up the road. It's stuff like this is making Canada a laughingstock. Canada just recently passed over 40 million people in population, as it imported over 500,000 people in 2023, and will most likely do that each year forward. So that means in only 10 years' time, the population will rise to 50 million. Our medical system is already swamped. Most of those immigrants will be coming to Toronto, Montreal, and Vancouver, just in time for AI to decimate all the jobs. Plus, they'll make housing even more unaffordable, and our governments don't care. I thought about moving to Calgary, which is in Alberta, the most conservative state in the country, and yet it still pulls these sorts of diversity games with the firefighters. But things are worse than just women setting fires ablaze. Remember that when you're a firefighter, you live in a house with others. That typically works fine when it's just one woman and a bunch of guys. But say 50% of them were women in the firehouse. It would make the place less masculine. Plus, let's not forget all the false allegations that would be dumped on males. It just so happens to be that that's already happening in Canada. Specifically in Alberta, where that feminist forest fire was set. So the city of Leduc, Alberta, just south of Edmonton, is facing a lawsuit by female firefighters for abuse. The lawsuit was filed in 2022. Two female firefighters claimed that they were subject to physical and sexual assault, harassment, and bullying while on the job. The fire department created a system and culture where the abuse of female firefighters was systemic, common, and tolerated, reads the statement of claim. Nothing was proven in court in the article that I found about this, and if I find the outcome, I'll let you guys know. But how long?
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Need parts now? O'ReillyAuto.com offers in-store pickup, same-day home delivery, or next-day home shipping. Get more parts your way at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Before cities in Canada that go for equality in firefighting find themselves facing lawsuits from women against the city and their other staff. How long before people see their homes and businesses burn to the ground and then sue the firefighters because they aren't hiring men? Last year I was doing some photography work at a senior's residence for a man's 100th birthday party, and the fire department showed up and the guys, all 100% guys showed up and looked like they were twice the size of Andrew Tate. Those are the types of guys you want showing up, not 120-pound women or 250-pound land whales. One of the women in Leduc claims that the harassment began in 2002 when she started. She says that she was touched inappropriately and had men expose themselves to her, if you know what I mean. Apparently she was also groped by a man that was taking her measurements for uniforms and radio straps. Remember, she chose to work in an environment full of men with vulgar male worker culture. Of course, many women that choose that field probably do so because they want to get their hands on a muscular male firefighter. Those guys are always posing for calendars and whatnot. Another woman, Mindy Smith, was sexually assaulted, and it was proven that the man that did this to her was terminated. But she's complaining that he continued to attend firefighter service events after that. Let's say the lawsuit goes forward and the women win a boatload of money. Then it means many other women will come forward and start to sue fire departments everywhere in Canada and the United States, trying to get their hands on all those cash and prizes. What will that do for actual fire safety? The reason Canada has been seeing so many forest fires this year is probably because there's been massive cutbacks in the service. It's not climate change. That's a made-up excuse to increase carbon taxes. How long before incompetence in government makes it an unsafe place to live in? Today I heard that an 18-wheeler collided with a truck and ended nearly 15 seniors. It reminded me of another truck that rammed a school bus full of hockey players. The article about it says that they weren't sure who collided with who at first, but it looks like it was the bus driver that was at fault. Meanwhile, the front of the truck appears to be wrecked evenly, and the bus full of seniors is lying burned in a ditch. I wouldn't be surprised if the people were withholding the bus driver names because of possible retaliation. There were threats against the Indian man that almost ended an entire busload of ice hockey players. But now I'm getting off topic. I predicted that there'll be a push to get women into the trades. You've seen them try and get women into firefighting now, and there just aren't enough qualified women. But just wait until AI starts taking women's retail jobs away and then they try to get into plumbing and electrical on big buildings and other projects. Besides more of them perishing on the job, you're going to see more incompetent and lazy work if that happens, leading to many investors refusing to purchase new properties built by women, and instead opting for older properties that were built in the past by male workers. Then women will cry misogyny. You can laugh at me and say it's not going to happen. But when it comes to your personal safety, are you really going to take the risk that an unqualified woman put the wires in your house, or are you going to go to a national park or put your home in a wooded area where 50, 60, or even 70% of the firefighters in the future might be female? What do you think that the insurance companies are going to do with regards to premiums for fire and flood damage? You'll be paying a lot more. Women will probably be crying sexism about that too. In Canada, there are so many Indian people in the city of Brampton that the insurance companies charge drivers more that live there because the driving is so bad. Now, it's not racism against all the Indians that are moving there. That's risk management. I'm sure many companies will go out of their way to pay male workers more, if they can, because of competency, perceived or otherwise, to put up structures in the future. They'll probably avoid hiring women to make sure that the people will buy the properties they work on, because they want to get a good price, or just to be able to sell to begin with. But don't you know what gynocentric governments will do at that point? They'll start to impose affirmative action programs to companies that refuse to hire equal numbers of women. That's what socialism and gynocentric governments are all about. They rig the playing field in favor of the muffsters. That's what you get when more and more politicians become female. Women are gaining weight if you haven't noticed, and some of that gain is because of high testosterone. So if you want to be sure you're dating or playing the field with one of them, if that's something that you still do, then the skinnier she is, then the odds are good that she's less masculine and dominant. Women have higher levels of testosterone these days, so is it any wonder that they're entering into politics and trying to dominate males? Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Jacob for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way the Canadian women are so turned on by firemen that they don't mind letting the whole country burn down. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US. And it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps Smokey the Bear having a stroke after seeing that women have burned down his forests away. So enjoy the rest of your day. And cheers.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Need parts now? O'ReillyAuto.com offers in-store pickup, same-day home delivery, or next-day home shipping. Get more parts your way at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto.